I whispered,
"Mom, where are we?" Mom replies, "Sweetheart, I do not know." Out of nowhere, a little snowflake appeared. He wore a hat, scarf, and a little snow boots to cover his snowflake feet. I yelled, "Look, Mother, what a cute snowflake," as I pointed with my finger. "Now you put that finger away, because it is impolite to point."
"Because it's..." "I'm sorry," I quickly chimed in.
"Oh, I forgive you. Don't worry about it." My mom asked, "How are you able to talk? We must be dreaming, right?" Snowflake replies, "Wrong. I can talk because you believe in the spirit of Christmas. You know, joy, love, peace, happiness, hope, patience, kindness, faith, goodness, gentleness, and meekness. With the spirit of Christmas, you are keeping me and everyone else alive in this place. All because you believe. If you open your eyes, you will be surprised. If you only believe, you will see the unseen. If you take the time to focus your mind, you'll believe in the things you can't see. You'll believe in the spirit of Christmas. Just believe, because if you don't, I'll be gone. Come on!" We curiously followed along. "Look around you. Everything in Christmas City is alive. Look at this tree. Look at that tree. Look at that bush. Look at that mush. What is a mush, I wonder? You don't know what a mush is? Let me see if I can explain. A mush is a bush with a little bit of candy cane kush." "You don't exactly know what a mush is, do you?"
"Not really,"
Snowflake replies. "Here, have a candy cane." "Why, thank you."
"Stop!"
Snowflake yells. "I know what a mush is. It is a candy cane bush." "That makes sense. So let me see if I have this right. You are looking for your mother." My mom nods her head yes. "And you are looking for your grandmother, correct? Well, let's find them both." Snowflake, they are the same person."
"You humans are interesting.
Well, can you help us find her?" my mom asks.
"I sure can. I have a map
that will take us right to her."
"That is, if we are talking about the same person. Your mother, grandmother, is the queen of Christmas City."
"The queen of Christmas City?
Grandma?"
"Yep. Take a right at Jingle Bell Lane, then a left at Santa's Belly's Road, then take another right at Christmas Tree Boulevard. If you need me, just yell,
'Ayo, Snowflake,'
and I'll come running. You ladies better get going before nightfall."
"And what happens at nightfall?" Mom asked.
"Things start to freeze. Here, you will need 2 coats, hats, scarves, and mittens. Be on your way. I'm already starting to see my breath." Snowflake disappears into a glittery gust of snow. Mom and I walk until we saw a sign that read, "The Christmas Forest."
A thin layer of snow blankets the ground in a soft cloud of shimmery dust. Evergreen trees stand proud. Their branches are weighed with snow as they lift their boughs to wave a friendly hello. Their roots burst through the snow and are somehow filled with twinkling lights. Some trees are covered with icicles of all sizes. The air is crisp and filled with the scent of pine. Lanterns glow with a warm light and illuminate the path. We walk carefully as we take in the serene beauty. Each step is peaceful, joyous, and imbued with the magic of Christmas.
"Look, Mom, there is a gingerbread house in the distance. We can see the smoke from the chimney, this light and white, drifting up into a billowing plume. As we get closer, we can hear rustling in the candy cane bush or mush or whatever it's called. Out runs 2 tiny gingerbread children. They laugh and run into their house. I have to admit, they smell amazing. The air is filled with molasses, ginger, cloves, and cinnamon. By now, the snow begins to fall harder and the air is much colder. Mom says, "Don't worry, honey. I think we are close. Look up ahead. There are so many lights.
But wait, something is wrong. Children are not throwing snowballs. There are no ice skaters on the rink. But I do see a horse and carriage. Can we, Mama? Please, please? Oh, why not? We sat in the carriage. It had a canopy top, velvet interior, ornate gold detailing, and a seat for the driver. Two well-groomed black horses pulled it. The driver wears a top hat and quickly turns around before we take off. It was Grandma, the Queen of Christmas City. Mom! Grandma! We were so worried about you. Don't you worry, we have a job to do. It is almost Christmas and some of the children have lost their joy. So what are we going to do, Grandma? And just then, we took off. Grandma yells, we must remind them to shine bright. But first, they must open their hearts and let in love, joy, and peace. And when they do, they need to pass it on, not just today, but every day. Some people may embrace the light, and some may need to put on sunglasses because you are shining so brightly. But do not dim. Keep shining. And just then, Snowflake reappeared and gave me a glittering wink.
The snowfall does a mesmerizing dance, and they are almost suspended in mid-air, just long enough to put each unique shape on display. Then, a playful gust of wind twirls the snow, as if someone had shaken a snow globe.
Merry Christmas.